here's Porrick Lodge with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Details of the death of former One Direction band member Liam Payne were just coming through as yesterday's papers went to print, so today editors devote substantial space to the death of the 31-year-old. According to the Irish Daily Mail, Payne was dropped by his record label last week and his PR agent resigned earlier this month. Katie Hind recalls interviewing him after the 2014 Brit Awards when Payne told her how difficult he found it to be unable to blend into a crowd and how he often wished he had gone to college like many of his friends. In the Irish Sun, Alison Maloney writes that Liam was an ordinary lad from Wolverhampton who became an overnight star, and his tragic death has shone a spotlight on the dark side of superstardom. The online coverage of his death is the focus for Tanya Sweeney's comment piece in the Irish Independent. She writes that it's worth stopping to plant a flag in this particular moment when images of Payne's body have been published as an awful new low in celebrity journalism. The Irish Times crime and security correspondent Conor Gallagher reports that Kieran Dernan, the 8-year-old child now believed to have been killed up to 2 years ago, was taken out of school in 2022, with officials assuming he'd moved to a school in Northern Ireland. The North's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, could face questions from MLAs on the Michael McMonagall safeguarding controversy as early as next week. The Irish News details how the Executive Committee agreed to invite the Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and her Executive Office colleagues to answer questions about the McMonagall affair as an urgent priority. The Belfast Telegraph has a feature from County Down where Regen, a leading recycling company based in Newry, has been distributing small blue bins to local schools to remind everyone to recycle their waste daily. The Irish Independent is reporting that former Justice Minister Alan Shatter intends to run as an independent candidate in the general election in the Dublin Rathdown constituency. He allowed his membership of Fine Gael to lapse in 2018. The Independent and Times both have a report from Gordon Deakin that subscription revenues at the GAA Go streaming service more than doubled last year to almost €5 million. Profits over the last 2 years allowed the company to pay a €1.2 million dividend to its joint owners, RTE and the GAA. It's coming home, says the Irish Examiner, as it gives front page coverage to Rory Gallagher's famous Fender Stratocaster, which is to be donated to the state after it was bought at an auction in London. A recently acquired 1920s artefact is to be added to the permanent display at the Michael Collins House Museum in Clonakilty. The Echo tells us that a line handkerchief acquired by Cork County Council was found in Collins' pocket at the time of his death and was gifted by his brother Sean to General Sean McMahon. And finally, the Irish Daily Mirror has dramatic photos of the rescue of a stranded cow from a steep embankment on the shores of Loch Swilly in County Donegal. Members of the Irish Coast Guard abseiled down to reach the cow, who, according to the caption, was utterly delighted.
Porrick, thank you.